When you suspect a fellow parent of using a school fundraiser to line their own pockets, before you confront, it's best to ask Auntie. Kindly volunteering their time at the Life Matters Fete today is the aunties Simon Kennedy Jewell, ethical counselor for the Ethics Center, and comedian Annie Louie. Morning. Simon, I'll start with you. What's your experience with school fundraisers and school fetes?
I think I've had the typical parental experience of, you know, turning up and volunteering and bringing the home baked goods and those sorts of things. So it's kind of a bit of a,
it's never come to blows.
Rite of passage.
Never come to blows.
No. I've had generally a reasonably good experience with the fetes and that sort of fundraiser things. I've certainly had some complex experiences with the broader school community situation, but the whole fundraiser fete thing, you know, more specifically, has been okay for me.
Ever the diplomat, Simon. Annie, what's your experience on that front?
I'm a big supporter. If I see a raffle or a fundraiser, I usually love to contribute. I've also held my own fundraisers before for comedy shows and also fundraising for charities that I support.
Okay, so well-versed.
Yep.
Okay, let's get into the dilemma from Tim, who writes, at my kid's school fete, one of our fundraisers is a tradie auction. This year, we bid $700 for a plumber dad to install an outdoor shower and won. We were planning to get one installed anyway, and $700 is below market rate, so win-win. It felt good to be giving that money back to the school and getting to know another dad a bit more. Simon, give me your take on this so far. I think it's interesting because it's all about the shower, but then the dad enters the scene. I think it's a bit more about plumber dad as well. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the reference to a tradie auction, I mean, I had sort of images of those sort of tradie calendars in mind.
Yeah. There was going to be,
you know, a date with the hunky tradie. So it's kind of good. No, but I think it's obviously trading on the trust that tends to develop in those school communities and amongst, you know, in the sense that everyone's acting in good faith and with goodwill. And I mean, all sounds good so far, but, you know, let's see. It's tricky, right? Because, you know, that the tradie's running a business, offering services for free, but it's within a connection, within that school community. So
there's a level of good faith involved there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me touch on your wider experience with the school community and dig a bit deeper. Is it hard to make dad friends out there in the schoolyard?
Yes and no. Look, I think it's an interesting, especially primary school, we found as parents was a really interesting stage of life where you are literally thrown together with a bunch of random people from across the community and you have to try and get along, you know, for the benefit of the school, for the benefit of the kids. Now, in some cases, that can be really easy. Yeah, you know, you can stumble across people that end up becoming lifetime friends and there's a lot of alignment and it all works well. But there's also a lot of people that you wouldn't necessarily choose to spend time with. Mm. And somehow you've got to try and make that work as well.
Annie, mm-hmm. Does any part of what Tim's written so far seem sus to you? What are you curious to know more about?
Well, I would be right in there going, great, I won this voucher and $700. That's a hefty amount of money to spend, I would say. So I would be excited, same as him. And probably not thinking that anything could possibly go wrong because it's in the school community.
Nothing ever goes wrong in this segment. Let's go back to Tim and find out, shall we? So Tim writes, the guy seemed really decent. After the auction, he mentioned he could even hook up my hot water to the shower, which was extra work, but a total bonus for us. Only thing is, a week later, I opened my email to find a bill for $600 for the hot water install, which I had assumed he was throwing in for free. Annie, what has just happened here?
Oh.
Has Tim been taken for a ride?
My stomach would sink to see that. And yeah, I think that is dodgy not to say that up front at the time.
Fair to assume that if someone's offering in the context of a school fundraiser that it's another... it's all part of the $700 paid.
It's an exchange, you know. It feels like you're giving something, I'm receiving. There's goodwill going around, paying it forward.
Right. Okay, Simon, what do you think about this bonus $600 bill? Is it fair? I mean, hot water and salt is extra.
Yeah. No, look, I think it's. I also think that it's a bit dodgy, you know, on the part of the tradie to do it like that. I mean, I think the it was on in, because he was making that offer. I think it really was incumbent on him to make it clear what the terms of that offer. I mean, you could say, okay, maybe there was a misunderstanding, but still, I think given that he was spontaneously just making that offer, it was reasonable that. You know, that he should have made it clear what the terms were.
Annie, before we move to the next part, I do think it's really interesting that Tim starts his section by saying, the guy seemed really decent. It's just a kind of an in hindsight. It's a bit of a,
yeah,
sort of a
sometimes
backhander, isn't it?
People like me, I feel I'm very intuitive, but then this stuff happens and it makes you rethink how you see people. Like, am I too trusting? Should I have said something? I'm too much of a people pleaser.
Mm. Have you ever been in that situation where you're afraid to ask if something costs extra and so you don't?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the time. Anything to do with cars.
Why are we like that?
One time I had an emergency call out for a light that went out. And I'm like, we use this often. And they have these 24-hour services. I paid $1,000 for someone to install a light bulb, basically. I have a personal vendetta against this company because they go around using different names. And I've learnt my lesson because it's literally something you can get from a hardware store for about $20.
Oh.
I got proper skin.
I think we all are. We all just clenched a little bit at that. Let's keep going. Tim has a final chapter. Okay, so let's see what Tim decides to do. He writes, at first, I thought it was a mistake. Now, I reckon the guy was trying to recoup money that he lost on the donation by charging me. My wife wants me to drop it. She says it was clearly a miscommunication, doesn't want us to get known around the school as the stingy parents. But to me, this was poor form which should be called out. My friend runs the auction for the school. Should I let him know how this has all gone down, or is my wife in the right there? Simon, this journey has gone from an innocent, good-hearted donation to a school fundraiser to questions of reputation and also accusation. Mm. The stakes have been raised. So let's address this question about Tim's theory about why he was stuck with that bill, extra bill.
Well, I guess it's hard to know what the tradie's motivation might have been, but
spirit of the fundraiser? Let me ask you that.
No, not at all. I mean, I think in the spirit of the fundraiser, that, you know, he should have made very clear about what the terms were. If he was going to say, do you want fries with that? He should have been really clear. It effectively is used it as a sales lead.
Yeah.
And that's not cool, right?
Ethically questionable, would you say?
Yeah.
And then the wider thing of the wife wants him to drop it, just let it be. She doesn't want, you know, to be known as the parents who kicked up a fuss about this extra bill. Where do you stand on that, Simon?
Oh, well, I think there's a middle ground. Like, I think I definitely would share the wife's concern about, you know, naming and shaming and going nuclear, because they've got to be part of this community potentially for years. It could be implications, not just for the parents and adults, but for the kids in terms of playground dynamics. And we've had lots of calls on Ethical about really difficult situations with kids and families and school falling out. So there are some consequences there that could be quite sort of significant. But I think there's a middle ground where he might be able to just subtly and but sort of diplomatically let the auction manager know, just so that they can put rules around this in the future.
Okay. All right. So you're in favor of squealing a little bit. I get it. Annie, I'm verbaling you. You've given a very reasonable response, Simon. I appreciate that. Annie, what do you think of this situation, the dad revenge plot about basically, you know, calling out this tradie dad?
I think he needs to make sure he's made it clear to the person who offered the service that this is not okay, because it might be part of their marketing strategy. What if they do go around to lots of fundraisers doing this so that in the hopes of making some extra cash? That's me being very cynical. And it's happened to me before where I once won a dental voucher to go get my teeth checked and cleaned by a parent at a school, and they went and tried to upsell me saying, you need all this work done, we can do it for you, we should be the ones to do it for you, it would cost you a few thousand dollars. of treatment. And now I have braces. I didn't think I had bad teeth back then, but, you know, I won a prize basically to be told that my teeth are messed up. And maybe that planted the seed that, you know, I should get my teeth fixed. And I still think about it to this day.
Wow. What a journey, Annie Louie. So you're saying, Annie, that Tim should go talk to the plumber dad before anything else?
Yes, 100%.
What would that conversation sound like coming out of your mouth?
Oh, it would be either, it depends on if it's a phone call. Maybe a phone call is best so you can get that tone right and really play to that. I really thought this was a charitable service that you were providing. Maybe guilt them a little bit about that and play on that. You know, we're parents. Is there something that I can offer in exchange for you? And we can wipe this bill. So I'm all about bartering. I don't know what Tim's line of work is, but if there's something that, you know, why don't we like have a lunch or something? I pay you back instead.
Okay, some other like-for-like thing. Simon, any final suggestions for Tim in the last 30 seconds we've got?
Yeah, I like Annie's idea about, you know, just having that quiet conversation with the tradie, you know, because I think it is, that's fair enough just to make sure, let him know personally that he thought that was bad, poor form. But I do think it is worthwhile that he lets the school know, in a discreet way. It doesn't have to be naming and shaming, but just so that the school can potentially change the rules of the auction in the future and make it clear that they're not allowed to do the upsale.
Thank you so much. Or at least Simon Kennedy Jewell, ethical counselor for the Ethics Center, and comedian Annie Louie. You still have three more nights to go check out Annie Louie's comedy show, Putting the Us in Uterus, at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. She's doing it in conjunction with musician Miranda Hill. Annie, thank you for getting up and talking to us on this hectic comedy festival
schedule.
We're nearly
there.
And best of luck to Tim with whatever conversation you decide to have. If you have a vexing social dilemma that's kept you up at night and needs our help, write to us at lifematters@abc.net.au. That's lifematters@abc.net.au. We'll get our crew of aunties on the case.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.